This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to
get serious.
Good morning, Melbourne, Australia, Victoria, the world. Where else have I missed? The universe.
If anyone's listening intergalactically, we're also tuning in.
Yes, you can tune in via the app. and make sure to check out our socials. It is Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Will and Sam.
Ahoy.
Big day coming up,
yeah,
Will.
This is our first in-studio interview.
I'm really excited.
That we've ever done. And we're getting a performance as well from the great Amy Grizzold.
In studio.
8:10.
I'm really excited to meet her.
Yeah. That's going to be an experience for us all. So tune into that. But before that, we've got a great great collection of topics and conversations for you to tune into.
It's going to be a big one. We've got all the staples, the weekly game, sport in a minute, and the entertainment news.
They keep getting better every week.
They really do.
It's almost like practice makes perfect.
It does. And we've also got our very special Rachel Platten Song of the Week coming up real later on. No, Liam's excited for that one. First, we're going to kick it off, though, with some Casey Donovan. This is what's going on. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
What's going on? Casey Donovan and Not Big Thief here on Sin. This is Get Serial with Will and Sam, and Not Big Thief comes straight from the Sweet 16.
Oh, we love it. We love the Sweet 16 playlist. Make sure you check out the full playlist across your social networks.
Yeah, and it's loving it. Loving it. Carlton gets another win, which is my team, and I'm excited. I'm not really ready. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to handle a win.
They've been so awful for so long.
I know.
You don't know what to do when they get the 4 points.
I made a foolish decision last night coming home from a nightclub. I wore my Carlton scarf through the streets of South Melbourne, which I quickly learned is something not to do, because I think I was yelled at by 3 passing cars, one group of about 10, 19-year-old blokes, and one man on a train on the way home. And as someone who doesn't follow the sport, I think I missed the Teague train, so a random 30-year-old bloke in a ute going choo-choo from a window was startling at best.
Oh, so you got the reference now.
Yeah, okay. I get it now, but I'm like, what is occurring?
Hey, at least you weren't wearing a Collingwood scarf.
That's true.
Which is, what I do.
I feel like that also creates a lot of enemies, but also allies would back in to be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
He's one of us.
You're not wrong. You know, whenever I tell people I'm a Collingwood fan, it's either you're a legend or you're the worst person I've ever met. Don't talk to me.
It's a polarizing.
Please go away.
It's a polarizing position to be in. It's weird, too, when, a large group of blokes comes up to you on a night out, because you basically have to play along and pretend to be mates, or you don't know what they're going to do to you.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a strange situation where you're like, yeah, I'm your mate. Don't hurt me, though.
Please.
Just don't hurt me. I'll play your game.
Oh, footy. It's coming to the end of the season.
I know.
You excited for finals? Oh, wait, Carlton's not in it.
Come on. I've got to do the put my name in for the draws for the finals game for the old MCC membership.
Are you an MCC?
Yeah. Isn't that criminal? I don't know what's going on, and I'm a member. It's fine.
I'm quite angry.
Yeah.
I'm quite angry because I'm not an MCC.
It's great. I get free water.
Free water.
It's all happening. It's crazy.
Is that really a thing?
Well, no. Well, they got this bubbler tap in the MCC reserve reception area. So, little known secret. worth it.
Make sure you check that out if you're an MCC member. Ooh, paying the big bucks to get the big benefits. We got another Sweet 16 track coming up now by Royalty Noise. It's All That I Got, and there is a language warning for this track. Get Serial Tuesdays.
All That I Got, Royalty Noise, and Just Like You, Jessica Mowboy, here at Get Serial. We've just had a test fire alarm come on in the studio.
It's all happening. We've had the cleaner come in to try and vacuum.
Yeah.
And then we've had the fire alarm.
I know. All at a two-song break. It's been ridiculous.
It's an exciting morning.
I don't know what they're testing because no one's listening.
No.
They're just playing it and they're just assuming it's working. But that's okay. Unless we start a fire.
We didn't start the fire.
Billy Joel. Can we please get it going? No one seems to be enjoying gap years. I don't know if you've had many discussions with these people, but anyone who's on a gap year just seems to be really unhappy about it.
I mean, I'm intrigued about this because all that I see on social media, on Instagram particularly, is people taking gap years and they're all in Europe at the moment. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll say that correctly. My gap year. So I just had a gap year and
there's
I came back
A's
from Africa.
In gap.
They're all, you know, living it up in Europe while we're here in cold Melbourne.
Yeah.
Drudging about. So I'm really interested to hear, you know, the sort of negative experiences that you're hearing.
Well, basically, it goes, you know, after year 12, everyone goes, what am I going to do with my life? And they see, like, the gap year, and they go, oh, cool, I'll, you know, paint for a year, or, you know, drive around a van. And then, like, 2 weeks after they leave, everyone has that thought where they go, oh, what am I going to do for a year?
It's a long time.
Yeah. And it's hard to get motivated to do anything for more than, like, a week.
Hmm. So, obviously, you're not on your gap year.
No.
Did you consider it?
Yeah. Like, after, like when you're in year 12, it's like the workloads sort of full on. So you're like, I'll have a year off. But you need like, I think you need about 3 or 4 weeks off after any experience. You don't need more than that off.
Nah.
Because then at some point you just start becoming like, oh, I wish I was working again.
Yeah. Well, I remember at the end of my year 12, which is back in the prehistoric times now. I think it was still black and white television.
Yeah.
I got bored.
Yeah.
By like January and it was kind of, you know, let's get some friends. Not that I've made any at uni, but
well, even the mid-semester holidays at uni, by like week three, I'm like, I could just be doing uni work. Like, it's not even like that big of a deal. You just sort of plod along.
The pressure. It's not really
exactly
in uni.
Like, how would you spend a gap year? Like, how would you do it if you had to do it?
I think it'd either have to be full time work, so you'd have to do nine to five every day, or it'd have to be like a really big trip, like three to 6 month trip around, backpacking Asia, Europe, something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing Australia. Like, if you just got like a. Like, if I, like, inherited a car or something, didn't have to pay for that, and then just go around Australia or something.
Yeah, one of my friends actually bought a van, and they've just driven all over the country.
It's a big call.
Yeah.
They're expensive, man. Vans are not
cheap. I think it's a really average old van.
Breakdown in,
like, it's really done
3 hours on corrugated roads. Good luck to you.
When I came out, I was just really intent on getting my degree done.
Yeah.
And then travelling after that. At least I've got that, you know, thing in my back pocket. That I can
save
use.
The money up.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure it out. How do all these people have, like, so much money to travel with? I have literally $20. I'm not even understanding that. Probably less. I bought a coffee this morning, so I don't have $20.
Let's start a crowdfund.
Yeah. Go fund me.
Get Will some money. Alrighty. We've got Never Be the One by Bonnie Anderson coming up now, and this is a language warning. You're here on Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
Never Be the One, Bonnie Anderson, and Do It Like That, Ricky Lee. And you listen to Get Serial, this is on Sin.
I love Ricky Lee. I miss her.
Come on, Ricky Lee.
Come back.
Come back to us. Well, that's the big segment for Liam, our producer, because he puts in the hard yards, and it's time for him to step up to the mic and introduce the weekly game.
Well, for this game, it's going to be Name the Country. So I'm going to say, I'm going to pretty much describe several flags, and your job is to name that country.
So flag enthusiasts, make sure you hit us up on the socials, because there are flag enthusiasts out there.
And what's your favourite flag?
Let's do it.
So this first one, it's just a simple flag. It's green and white, horizontal, or vertical.
Nigeria.
The one that goes up and down.
Vertical, okay. Is this a trick question?
Yeah, it's a riddle.
Norfolk Island.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to guess the African continent. Yes, it's not.
Actually, I'm not too sure.
Mexico.
No, I'm not getting a point. But it's not Botswana. It was Nigeria when you first
said. So why'd you say no?
I didn't say no.
You did.
You definitely did.
I said it was vertical and you went, oh.
Yeah.
You didn't let me quite correct
you.
Wait, so who got horizontal? Who said horizontal then? Surely.
I was trying to figure out which one went up and down.
Okay. Well, it's a point.
God, I'm good.
You earned that point.
Here I am listing off every country in the world, trying to get it, and I've already said it. All right, let's go.
This flag is pure red, with a moon and a white moon and a white star.
Singapore.
I don't know.
You want a hint?
Is it the one where Everest is in? The country Everest is in. What's that country called?
The Himalayas. Maybe.
Yeah, hint, please.
Sometimes in America, if you go to the fridge, you might find it in there.
What, Canada?
Turkey. Clutch.
Oh, very nice.
I make the money.
Why in America?
This is could why they pay me.
Could be in our fridge.
Because Thanksgiving.
And turkey's a dry meat, so you only eat it traditionally.
Let's just say...
All right, turkey expert.
Let's just say this next country is a big plus.
Switzerland. Oh, yep. Come on. What am I?
God.
What am I, an atlas, bro?
Roger Federer.
2-1.
All right. Comeback is on.
This flag has a bit of a red and blue yin-yang kind of symbol.
South Korea.
Yes.
Wow, that was quick too.
Whoa.
I'm impressed
with
that.
This is another bit of a plus country, but their plus is in the corner of their flag.
Australia.
It's a multiplication sign. Our national symbol.
Division.
Of multiplication.
Is Tasmania a country?
I'm at a loss.
That's a state.
I'm at a loss.
Want a hint?
Yes, please.
This country is polyatric. So
Poland.
It has more than one god. It believes in one more than one god.
Well, technically that could be Australia because we don't have an official god. But like
ancient
you're saying
Greece,
more.
Maybe?
Oh, really?
Oh. What?
They believe in more than one god.
How did I get that? That's unreal. I was just like, oh.
Did you say ancient Greece?
Yeah.
Oh, surely that disqualifies him. Surely.
It's still...
You know what? It still has Greece in
there.
Oh. I'm a genius. I just only said that because there was more than one god. And I was like, oh, Zeus and stuff?
Yeah.
Zeus. All right, hit us up. Let's go.
This is the last one?
Yep. And you know what? It's 3-1, and let's make this...
That's 3-2. I got 2, didn't I?
You've got 1 so far.
We'll give them 3-2, because we'll make it.
I swear I got 2.
Oh, no, yes, you did.
Nigeria and... Yes.
South Korea. So it's 3-2.
Okay.
And we'll make this one worth fighting for. This one worth 2 points.
Oof.
Take it to the mat.
It is red and white, vertical stripes, with a bit of a logo in the centre.
Ancient Canada. Is it Canada?
No, it's not Canada.
Ancient. Just ancient anything.
Not China. Get off Google. Stop.
No, I'm not doing anything.
This is cheating. We're witnessing cheating here in the studio.
I can't remember what the flag description was.
Red and white vertical with a logo in the middle.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is why I thought of Canada, because of the maple leaf.
Do you think I would make it that easy for 2 points?
Denmark.
No.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I thought that was a good guess.
Doesn't have vertical stripes, though.
Liam is going to Copenhagen.
Yeah, yeah.
Hence the educated guess.
We.
That did not just happen.
Of Denmark.
That's French.
Oh, no.
Could be.
I'll give you a hint. This country speaks Spanish.
Spain.
And...
Chile.
Mexico.
It's Chile. No.
Mexico.
And they're quite known for alpacas.
Peru. Peru, yes!
And with a clutch.
He's flown away from the microphone.
Come
Explosive.
On.
Well, Sam takes another win from under my belt, and that's okay. Good effort, man.
We should play Machu Picchu by the Strokes.
If we can.
No, I don't think we can. We're going to cut to another track now.
This is Take It Out by Matt Corby and Tash Sultana here on Sin. This is Get Serial.
Newton John. Oh, it's got me excited for today.
Run through a wall.
super exciting. Yeah, that was Physical. And before that, we had Take It Out, Matt Corby, and Tash Sultana. A couple of great Aussie acts there.
Yeah.
Following on from the music.
Yep.
Big, big news in music. Huge. I'm still struggling to comprehend
the end of an era, really.
It is. Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, has been number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for, I think it's about 18 weeks now.
Seemingly forever.
Yeah. But it does hold the record for being number one.
Wow.
It has fallen this morning. It has been overtaken by Bad Guy, by Billie Eilish.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that song.
It's been number two forever.
Yep.
It's finally made the move over. And Lil Nas has actually just tweeted saying, congratulations to Billie Eilish, you deserve this. So it is Billie's first number one on the charts. And at 17 years of age, she becomes the youngest artist to top the Hot 100 since Lorde with Royals in 2013. She was 16. So some big moves on the chart there.
I think Lil Nas now needs to go to the whole, like, staying relevant phase of his life and start doing some crazy paparazzi, you know, involvement.
Do you think he'll ever get another hit? I can't see
it. I think he might. He's probably going to end up on Survivor with Liam's crew.
The champs or chumps? Is that what it is? Champs versus contenders. That's it. Okay.
He's going to be there.
In
some shorts, climbing up a stick in about 3 years.
You know what he will do? Be on a show who's got talent. Be one of the judges. Yeah. That's where all the washed up.
Yeah, exactly. How do we get Redfoo?
Redfoo, Iggy Azalea, they were all on it at one stage.
How do we get those blokes to just do our Australian TV show?
Money talks.
It does. I don't know. Well, he's got the talent, and he's got some heat to him. So, I mean, hopefully the next thing he releases, like whatever he releases next, will have a shot at being big.
Yeah. It's. I don't think it's ever going to be as big. Nothing will ever be as big that he releases.
No.
So he's peaked, technically. Imagine
that's
that.
Strange.
Peaking at age 21, I think. Imagine
someone being like, your songs now can be no longer be any more successful. You've done it.
It's a bit tough.
What do? I think you just, like, start painting. Like, because you've mastered that art form.
That's true.
You never... What's gonna happen now?
Just do a Justin Timberlake and... Yeah. Start making movies.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he'd be very good. So, Billie Eilish is the first and only artist born in the 2000s to score a number one single. That's crazy.
Wow.
What a world we're living in.
The first millennial.
Gen Z.
Yeah.
Proud Gen Z.
Hear us roar. Coming to buy
your
houses.
Are you part of that Speak Like Baby Boomers group on Facebook?
No.
Oh,
is it good?
It's great. We might talk a little bit about that later.
That'd be great.
The classic Aussie tunes continue here on Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. We've got a Minogue double hit now.
Wow.
First coming up, Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie. And then we got Danny after that.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to
Serious.
Let's get ready to rumble indeed. It is 7:00:14 here on Get Serial Tuesdays. You're with Will and Sam.
Ahoy.
And we've got a big hour coming up.
One of the biggest.
Biggest in history.
Yeah.
Of Get Serial. It's massive. Just before the break, we had a bit of Sia, bit of Danny Minogue, and a bit of Kylie Minogue. And I do notice, I've just picked it up, we're going in a very Australian female vibe this morning.
Yep.
I'm pretty excited. Some classic tunes being played.
And we're going to take that energy and we're going to go forward and hit the next 2 hours hard.
Yes.
And with passion.
So, big hour, of course. We've got some huge discussion topics coming up. Some sweet 16 tracks, which you should stay tuned for. And entertainment news, which is where Liam will join us.
To fill us in.
The latest Survivor news.
Also at 8:10, we've got the interview with Amy Grisold, who will be doing a live performance. So we're very excited about that.
She should be in here quite shortly.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Well, we're going to surprise you.
Yeah.
Which is also interesting.
First track we got back, we're playing Casey Chambers, Don't Talk Back. This is Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're on Smooth 91.5. That was Tina Arena with Sorrento Moon. I remember.
Yeah.
So you're
just kidding.
I can't do that.
Woo!
You're on Sin. You're not on Smooth 91.5. That was Tina Arena with Sorrento Moon. Have you ever been to Sorrento, Will?
I have been to Sorrento.
Yeah.
What a hotspot.
It's I used to hate playing them in footy because I'm down from the peninsula.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
A bit dirty, mate.
Oh, they were just always really good.
Oh, right.
We'd always lose. So.
That'll do it.
Hate Sorrento. before that, we had Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Another classic Aussie track. And we are doing the classic Aussie female tracks this morning.
Yep.
But moving along, UK versus US humour.
Yep.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know, you've got your classic comparisons, The Office.
That's the big one.
It is the big one. So, The Office UK only went for 2 seasons, I believe.
Yeah.
And then that was adapted to the US version, which is where Steve Carell and all those kind of characters came into it. I don't think... Dwight wasn't in the UK version.
No, I don't think he was.
And there wasn't even a Dwight kind of stereotype in the UK version.
Yeah.
I was just interested to get your thoughts. Do you prefer the subtlety of the UK version of humour, or do you prefer the outlandish kind of big, I don't know how else to describe it, the bigness of kind of US humour?
I think I like the US humour.
Oh,
I think
really?
UK humour's a bit hyped up.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, to me it's like, if it's funny, it's good. If it's not funny, it's not good. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, you just don't understand it because it's UK humour. And, like, you have to explain to people that it's, like, funny because it's so subtle.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's not funny. It's not funny.
I don't know. I just find the UK humour more relatable. So, I'm not sure if you've... Have you seen Peep Show?
No.
Okay. So, as someone who lives with a housemate...
Yep.
That kind of just...
Put him on blast right now.
You just hear it. Oh, Connor, please stop bringing your girlfriend over. It's getting really annoying, okay? You won't hear this, but I feel like I can't leave my room. But anyway, yeah, Peep Show, and kind of in-betweeners as well. Have you seen in-betweeners?
Sure. I have.
Yeah.
I have. But they're pretty outlandish. In-betweeners is still outlandish.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, it's just more relatable.
Right.
Like, because there's an US in-betweeners as well.
Yeah.
And I've seen...
Oh, yeah, that's not...
It's not good.
I've never heard anything.
So, in the UK version, of course, there's bus wankers.
Yeah.
And in the US version, there's bus turds.
Oh, yeah, it kills it.
It's kind of really average.
Yeah, yeah, that kills it. No, I think it's good. I think, like, also, like, the old UK stuff, like Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
It just hasn't aged well.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd have to agree with that.
Like, if you watch, like, Airplane or Flying High, The Naked Gun, and all those movies, like, unreal classics all the time. I think I'm on the US side.
Okay. Interesting.
And I think Australian humour is, like, pretty much splitting the difference.
Well, that's what I was going to get onto there, yeah. It's an interesting mix.
Yeah.
You've got your stuff. What are the really great Australian comedies? Kath and Kim.
Yeah.
Probably takes on a more UK
The Project.
Tone. The Project. What are we dealing
Very
with?
Very humorous.
Waleed. What a funny man.
Comedic genius.
Oh. Yeah, classics.
What are the... I mean, there's Russell Coit.
Russell Coit, yeah. I'm just thinking more of parodies and stuff as, like, The Chaser.
The Chaser was awesome.
Oh, I miss The Chaser.
Yeah, I miss The Chaser too. I used to watch that.
Most Australian comedies will take after the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we were founded from.
I used to watch The Chaser when I was in prep.
Really?
And it was on really late. Like, it was on at, like, 12. And so I'd come to primary school and I'd talk about The Chaser and my teacher would be like, go out to my parents and be like, what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I still can't sleep. Maybe it's had a long-lasting effect.
Did you ever talk about the Make a Realistic Wish Foundation sketch?
No. No. They had some classics,
sent Australia into meltdown.
They had some classics. Oh. And then they got cancelled.
Yeah.
So, the candle burned at
Bring
both ends.
Back. We're going to hear from Casey Chambers now. I know I said that before the last break, but we are actually going to hear her now. This is Don't Talk Back here on Get Zero Tuesdays on Sin.
Don't look back, don't talk back. Casey Chambers and Wild is the Wind, Kate Sobrano here on Sin. This is Get Serial with Will and Sam. And we're coming up to an interview soon.
It's exciting.
Get ready. About 40 minutes time, 8:10. So make sure you're tuning in for that. It's a winter season here in Melbourne.
Mm.
And I think everyone's getting pretty sick of the weather. Starting to get cabin fever, being inside a lot. So I think it's time, this time, around this time, as I repeat myself thrice, that everyone starts going, I want to get out of the city and I want to go camping. Which is kind of weird because when you're a child, camping's the worst, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's cold, it's wet, the food's not as good.
Yeah.
But then when you're an adult, you're like, that's better than whatever I'm doing right now.
I think I'm still in the child mode because I don't like camping.
I'm not a huge camper, but every now and then I'm like, I have to get out of the city right now.
Mm.
And I, you know, it's just a cycle thing that goes on.
I just, like, you don't, do you have an RV or a kind of
caravan
or you just camp
just the car
in a tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tenting is the way to go.
I just don't get sleeping on the ground.
Yeah. It's not.
I'm so, like, uncultured. I'll just take my bed every day of the week. That thing, just love it.
It's true, but surely, like, surely some points you're like, I need to reset my body. Like, I just need a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, reset just sleeping. Because you're forced to wake up at, like, 6 a.m. And then, you know, it's like...
Do you reconnect with nature?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the kookaburras like waking you up and the magpies.
Feed squirrels.
Feed squirrels. Do we even have squirrels in Australia?
No, we don't.
I was going to say.
It's a damn shame.
Oh, the possums.
But camping's great. I used to go all the time when I was a kid up at the Grampians. And I think it sucks when you're a kid just because, like, there is really no reason for you to be there because your life's dope. So, you just when you're in the city, you're just running around doing dope stuff and you're comfortable.
Is it just your parents' guilt?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, get him off the DS. We got to take him out.
All right,
have him experience life. Yeah.
His life's too good.
I reckon we went on one of those holidays. We went to Hall's Gap.
Yeah.
When I was about 10.
Yep.
And I think I've mentioned it on the show before. The only thing that is remarkable about that is when I started watching kind of these comedic shows like Napoleon Dynamite and all I remember from that holiday is watching those shows in the car on the way up and being completely bored the rest of the time.
I remember one time we were going up to the Grampians or something and I was on my DS for too long and my dad was like, put it away. And then I was like, I didn't put it away. And then he like picked it up and smacked it on the ground because he was so like sick of me on my DS.
Did you ever get the threats of throwing it out the window?
Yeah. Oh. That happened to me once. I had a toy rocket. You know those old toy rockets that was like a cardboard tube and then like a foam rocket and you'd push the foam rocket down and the air in the cardboard tube would launch it out?
Yeah.
I launched it in the car going about 100 k's an hour down the country road and my dad was like, what? And threw it out the window into a paddock. And then you had to get it out as well.
Oh, yeah. I had a hat that got lost by the side of the road.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad, for that. That was my favourite hat.
How depressing. It was just part of growing up.
Yeah.
I remember as well, like, on the, like, going out across the, over the M1 out to the country, and I kept opening the car door when I was, like, 3 years old. Like,
troll.
I just opened the door. And it was just grim. It's just grim.
No child lock on at that stage.
Yeah, exactly.
What are they doing? You got Missy Higgins coming up, who has been compared, actually, or the other way around. Okay, it's not Missy Higgins. We've got actually a Sweet 16 song. Could be a curse by Kaina. I want to say that's how you pronounce her name.
Yep.
But after that, we do have Missy Higgins, and she is actually an inspiration, I believe, for Amy Grisold, who is coming in after 8 o'clock. To perform some live songs for us. So listen to some Missy Higgins and tell us what you think when Amy comes in the studio. But first, this is a track from The Sweet 16. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. Stay tuned.
This is Sin News.
Entertainment news now. I love that little stinger there. It's really proves that this
sounds
is a big
professional.
It's a big segment now, entertainment news.
Yeah, mammoth. It's a titan.
I'm not even sure if I ever want an interview at 7:40 again because I'm excited for this entertainment.
We're interviewing
news.
The world of entertainment.
We are, and we'll start off with some big Survivor news.
Liam,
please take us through it.
Dial it up.
All right. Well, not to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen the most recent episode. So, if you haven't seen last night's episode, might want to just turn your radios down for maybe a couple of minutes.
Big spoiler warning.
But in a big shock exit, an emergency exit out of the game, is a fan favorite going with surfing legend Ross Clark Jones.
No.
Out of the game after breaking his ankle in a challenge.
Oh my God.
How did he do it?
OHS nightmare.
Well, we haven't quite seen the episode ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
So he's broken it, but we don't know how.
It's been alluded to.
Keeping people tuned.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, he's out of the game. He was on the Champions Tribe. And then comes Tribe Swap. He got put onto the Contenders Tribe, where it was a five strong ex-champions taking on four old contenders. So, unfortunately, big blow for the champions.
Oof.
And big blow to Ross.
It's huge. Some of the biggest news that
tears
we've had on
around.
This segment all year. I might actually watch an episode one day.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. I'll watch the finale.
Oh, yeah, let's watch the finale. Well, that's great.
Let's live stream it.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got some Twitch. More big news.
Dwayne Johnson has married his long-term girlfriend, Lauren Hashin.
The Rock.
It's hard to imagine that guy in anything other than, like, gym clothes or in a movie. Like,
well, he's a triple threat.
Just walk down the street.
Can you smell what The Rock
being The Rock?
I don't know if The Rock can dance, but...
I'm sure he could.
He's an actor. He's a singer. He's a wrestler.
Have you seen his cheat day?
No.
Videos of his cheat day.
I think I might have seen.
Oh, it's just crazy.
The calorie machine.
Yeah. Could not even eat that in a week. And I eat nothing but trash. I'm actually trying to eat better.
Really?
Yeah.
It's tough, man. That's like one of the hardest things to do.
It really is. Demi Lovato turns 26 today.
Yep. Happy birthday to her.
Anyone a fan of Demi
Lovato? What are her achievements?
She was clutch. I believe she was on Disney.
She was, yeah. Her, Miley and Selena Gomez were all friends at one stage. I think
that's
a
good achievement.
Rift there.
It's a great achievement.
But good on you, Demi. New Zealand's capital welcomes its new giant hand overlord. What's this?
What is that, Liam?
On Twitter, a very thing trending here is New Zealand's capital welcomes its giant new hand overlord. Wellington woke up to a new art installation on Monday. Kwazi is a huge hand sculpture by artist Ronnie Van Hoot, which has moved from Christchurch to Wellington Civic Square, where it was met with mixed reactions. And we'll post the photo of the hand on the socials.
I mean, it looks incredible. Oh, actually, it looks like one of those thumbs from Spy Kids, if you remember that movie.
Yeah.
It's very provocative.
Fluke.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
It's a hand with a giant face on it.
Yeah.
What a world we live in.
What volatile times.
After 5 years on the show Good Witch, Bailey Madison says goodbye.
That's sad.
I've never heard of the show or the person. But
I do know what goodbye means.
I will be crying
and it's
tonight.
The end of an era.
And lastly, Tom Felton, a.k.a. Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter, taught his Harry Potter co-star, Emma Watson, a.k.a. Hermione Granger, on how to play the guitar, which was captioned in a sweet photo on Instagram.
I thought you were going to say it was captured on Sweet 16, but no, it wasn't.
Check the socials.
Did she really not know how to play guitar? She can do just about everything else.
All actors know how to play guitar.
Bassist, but Tom Felton's probably teaching her more advanced stuff.
What's he up to these days? What's he been in?
Probably still acting. I haven't heard much from Tom Felton. But
no.
He's probably still acting. Probably just been in a few low-key movies.
Would you act if you made your Harry Potter millions? Or would you just do nothing for the rest of your life?
I'd probably still continue, seeing if I can try and lure a big deal.
Get an Adam Sandler movie going.
Ooh.
Billy Madison 2.
Click 2.
The sequel.
Like, I don't know if I had made a Harry Potter debut,
You wouldn't be here for a start.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be talking
about it. Were you in Harry Potter, and are you here as a joke?
No, if I was, I wouldn't be talking to you two.
Ooh, and I'm angry.
Jeez.
Okay. And I'm angry, and I'm mad, and I want to go to the next song. Now.
Let's do it. Let's hear from Missy Higgins. We actually are going to hear from her this time. This is Set Me On Fire, and then we've got a classic track coming up after that. Stay tuned. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
And studios stand the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to
Set Serial.
Good morning, everybody. This is the 8 o'clock hour of Get Serial. This is on Sin. We've got a big hour this week.
We do, and we've got
this week.
We've got a very special guest in the studio right now. She's just tuning up her guitar off microphone.
Yep.
So she's getting ready. We've got our interview and our performance coming up very
exciting
shortly.
And everything else we do after that really pales in comparison.
It really does. But we're going to try. Sports Minute, who really cares?
Yeah. It's over. Tune to the next 20 minutes and then turn it off.
Yeah. Rachel Platten song of the week after that as well.
Yeah, so
even though it's not Rachel Platten this week. So it is 8:01:15. We're going to hit up some Natbass. Oh, no. Natbass. No, Sophie Monk. Sophie Monk, star of the movie Click. What a movie that is. She's not a star.
We're killing it.
Get Zero Tuesdays here on Sin. I'll be back very shortly. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Will and Sam, and we have a very special guest in the studio this morning. Would you like to do the honours?
Amy Grisold joins us live. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Her new album, Making Sense of It All, comes out August 22nd. And
It's already out.
It's already out, yeah.
Oh, well.
The album launch is the 22nd.
August 22nd.
Great. Well, it's okay. I don't keep track of anything. And she's here to play a track from the studio. How is your experience on this album different from like previous musical projects that you've done?
Well, I did this album with a friend of mine who's just started recording in his room, and he's sort of been collecting his recording equipment to build his own little studio. And so this one was not in a normal studio, so we did it together, and we were sort of working out the process together, which makes it's nicer because there's less pressure, but also like more room to be creative in it as well.
Yeah, cool.
I'll ask the next one. So, what's been the reception to your album so far? It's been out for about a month now.
Yeah, it's been alright. We did a video. One of the songs had a video filmed for it in Murrindindi, which is out my way, sort of further up north in Victoria, in the old town hall for the Shire, and that turned out really well, and that got a really good reception on YouTube, which was nice.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Awesome. What do you think it's like inspired? Like when you write songs, what do you think inspires you? Like the most,
It's sort of an even split between my own experiences and then often also just ideas, other people's stories, I guess, words.
Awesome. I think we should get into the song.
Really?
I'm very excited.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it. That's and then we'll come back with some more questions after that.
All right, I like that.
Let's do it.
I believe this is All For Me.
Taking my time, letting things go. Breathe it in deeply, breathe it out slow. Try to work out how I feel. I don't know much, but this feels real. Taking your time, make you my own. You don't seem to mind, though you'd say so. Try to work out how I feel. I don't know much, but this feels real. Take my hand and we'll go dancing in your room. Under just the light, your blind lets through. Then we'll lie on the floor and just be to think you did this all for me. Is this all for me? Put your walls up, but I can't see. Cause I am hidden behind about three. Try to work out how I feel. I don't know much, but this feels real. Then you drive with one hand on the shift. Even though this isn't automatic. And I can't help it, I let go. It's only for a minute, but you see, I know. Take my hand and we'll go dancing in your room. Under just the light, your blind lets through. Then we'll lie on the floor and just be to think you did this all for me. Is this all for me? Is this all for me? Is this all for me?
How awesome was that?
Brilliant.
Amy, that was superb.
My throat's a bit rusty. I always get sick just before I've got to do things and stuff.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I was like trying to warm up on the train, do like things that people are thinking I'm weird. Like.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. So we've had exclusively Australian artists playing this morning, Australian female artists. Mm-hmm. Who are your kind of favourites and your inspirations over the journey?
Oh, Missy Higgins.
Missy Higgins, yep.
Can't go past Missy Higgins, I don't think. I love Angie McMahon and Greta Ray as some new ones sort of on the Australian Aussie girl scene.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they're good. Who else? Kate Miller-Heidke.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good too.
Yep. What's your favourite Missy Higgins track?
Probably Hello Hello off the fourth album.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your kind of short to long-term goals?
Short-term goals is not being sick on Thursday.
Of course.
Long-term goals, I'd love to keep making more, like, recording more music and putting out more of my own stuff, definitely.
Awesome. Yeah. Lovely. Got any more questions for us, Will?
Well, you have a lot of experience, like, playing in weddings, bars and pubs and corporate gigs. What do you find, like, most fun to play?
I love weddings. Weddings are definitely my favourite, yeah. There's something really special about weddings. It's different from other gigs.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with any of the, you know, the couples you've been there for?
I've run into a couple before, okay. Like that I played at their wedding of. I think they're all still together, which is good.
Oh, that's awesome. So you've got a few gigs coming up this week.
Yes.
It's a big week for you.
Yes.
You're on radio, you've got a couple of shows. You're playing tonight.
No.
No? I must have misread that.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying to be honest.
So you've got your album launch
on the
22nd.
Thursday. Yes.
How can we get to that?
So it's at the Wesley Ann in Northcote, and it's at 8 o'clock.
Lovely,
it's
lovely.
It's free, so if you want to come along, everyone's welcome.
Get down there. Two shows this weekend as well.
Yeah, I've got a couple of bar gigs this weekend. I'm up in Maldon and back in my area as well.
Country towns. Yeah. Is there something different about the country compared to the city when you play there?
I think there's something different about the crowd, maybe.
Yeah. Awesome.
Different sort of people, I think.
Interesting bunch.
I heard you debuted your first EP at the same place you played your first gig.
Yeah, I did.
What was that experience like?
It's actually closed down now, that bar.
Oh.
But yeah, it was nice because those were the people who helped me sort of get started playing music and playing gigs. So that was nice.
Lovely.
Awesome. We'll head off to a track now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Amy. You're our first in-studio guest.
Oh, really?
And you're definitely our best interview that we've had so far. So, now, make sure, plug your socials. What have you got? Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, I've got all those ones. It's all under Amy G Music, so it's AMIEG Music.
Lovely. Have a good day at uni.
Thanks.
Don't get too tired. I know it's an early wake up for you. But yeah, thanks so much for coming in. And we'll hopefully get you on the show again.
Yeah.
That'd be great. This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. We're going to hit you up with some Nat Bass, continuing on the Australian female music trend. We'll catch you on the other side of this. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Will and Sam, and Amy has stuck around.
Still here.
We're going to chat some TV shows. So, yep. I was on Facebook the other day looking up some local events, and I came across this really good fundraiser for sort of the Carrie Bickmore Beanies for Brain Cancer. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yep.
Yep. So, the Kath and Kim House. It's one of the most famous sets in Australian television. They are holding an event on the 31st of August where you can pay $5. It goes towards the charity, Beanies for Brain Cancer. And you get to visit the Kath and Kim House.
That's huge.
Just travelling, you know, out to, I think it's called Fountain Lakes in the show, but it's Patterson Lakes in the southeast. And you can, you know, visit, check out the kitchen, the famous Good Room, which is in the show. Yeah, so I'm definitely going to get out there, and it's sort of piqued my interest. Which TV show or worlds would you like to visit?
I think one of the previous sets of the Big Brother house would have been great, but it's been burnt down.
Rest in peace.
Which is a damn shame.
Oh.
But apart from that, I know it's not a TV show, but I think the Lord of the Rings sets would have been one of mine, because some of those were crazy good.
I think they've left them all set up. They're actually, some of the New Zealand ones are a tourist sort of destination.
Oh, really?
You can go to the Hobbit houses and stuff.
Might have to put that on the list.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe, I know Liam's a big fan of that. Liam, if you'd like to join us, which part of the cinematic universe would you most like to visit?
Well, first of all, I've only ever seen one Marvel movie.
No, you're a big
but
fan.
You really man. Liked you're, it, though.
You did.
You loved
you
that
did.
Movie.
But Endgame wasn't too bad, all right?
Okay.
The truth is revealed.
But
he loves it.
Which movies is Ariana Grande in? Because we know you'd like to visit that movie.
She you know been what? In any movies?
Has she been in any movie? Surely she has.
I don't think so.
Click.
Eve's in a Click.
Adam Sandler.
What is this Click reference thing going on?
Oh, it's just the greatest film of all time. Click.
Is that the one where like Adam Sandler's yeah, like a yeah. beast in
yeah. Yeah.
Any Adam Sandler movies? Instant,
oh, instant classic. Really not. Any other movies? Amy, you mentioned Game of Thrones, but
yeah, but I also mentioned that I don't really want to be one of the characters that doesn't make it, which is most of them. So
yeah.
I think I'd have to weigh up the options of going to the Game of Thrones set and actually coming back from the Game of Thrones set.
There's no protection. You are
it's a one-way trip.
Die,
yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Amy, we were chatting off air and you've actually got a radio show of your own.
Yeah, sort of. I co-host it with someone else, but yeah, on UGFM, which is another up north country radio station in Murrindindi.
Lovely. Can we stream that or is there a podcast for it?
It's
or?
Definitely not podcasted, but you can stream it online on the UGFM website.
And when does that air?
So it's Thursday nights from 6 to 8.
Lovely. What kind of chat can we get from it? What can we
mostly,
expect?
Mostly like folk pop music, a bit of back and forth in the weather.
Lovely.
Love the weather chat.
The weather chat.
Is it just about how cold it is all the time?
It's not that cold.
It's so cold.
It's colder down here, especially like in the unis. They're like winters.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, well, you got a Swinburne, don't
yeah.
you? Yeah, we were talking about that off air. That, oh, underneath the train line.
Yeah.
It's so
airflow,
cold.
Man. It's
just Swin Chat here on Swin.
In RMIT.
Yeah, in it's RMIT, like, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure we get a spot on Mondays at 3 in the morning. They'll probably open up for Swin Chat.
Oh. Alrighty. We'll let you go for real this time, Amy. Thanks so much for joining us. We can hit up some Rogue Traders now. Some classic. This is Voodoo Child. Get to your Tuesdays on Sin. The best song in the AFL, no doubt. This is Getserial Tuesdays on Sin with Will and Sam. Amy's just left the studio, but I wish she was still here to hear that amazing track.
I know. What a missed experience.
And I was not talking about Voodoo Child by the Rogue Traders. I was talking about the Collingwood theme song, because it is time for the sports minute.
Both songs are an experience, and this is an experience. Sam's experience.
I actually see you brought in the Carlton scarf.
I've got my Carlton scarf here.
This morning.
I'm going to pick it up with my foot, so I stay with the mic.
It's all it deserves to be picked up with.
The foot. Big goal.
Absolute.
We're in form,
disgrace.
Mate.
Disgrace. Yeah, what have we got in the sports minute? It's a big world of sport. EPL this morning.
Yep.
Some late sports news. Manchester United drew 1-1 with Wolves, which is a huge result. It's not really, because it's only the second day of the season.
Which team is it more important for? The Wolves,
Wolves.
We beat them?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Well, they didn't beat them, we drew them. But, yeah.
Nice. Got on your Wolves.
Cute. That's your team now, Wolves.
Got on the Wolves.
But getting on to the big stuff, the footy, and of course the cricket. We can't forget the cricket, but we'll go through the footy first. It was a big weekend. We've already spoken about Carlton.
Yep.
And the mighty Magpies are back on the winners list, which is important. Liam's not happy.
Thumbs down from Liam.
But I was very disappointed because we're in the top four for a period of time. We were.
Really?
We were in the top four on Saturday night.
Sitting in fifth now, man.
Yeah, we're in fifth. If the Tigers had have lost, which they almost did to the West Coast Eagles in that top of the table clash, that was a really good game. If the Tigers had have lost, the Pies would have stayed in the top four.
Wow. Well, that's got to be heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. It's really heartbreaking because we don't get that double chance now. So it's really sad.
But Brisbane's still leading the way.
Brisbane are doing really well. I can't see them winning the flag.
Really?
To be honest.
What do you pin that on?
I just don't think... They're just not ready.
Oh, really?
They're just not an MCG
side. They've been top of the bottom of the ladder for so long. Like, yeah, they haven't been that competitive.
This is the French national anthem that we're hearing right now. It actually is.
Why is it French?
No, it is. This is the actual French national anthem.
I was like, where's Liam put the French national anthem?
That Brisbane adopted. And it's their theme song.
Well, good on them.
Yeah.
Hopefully they win.
Go Les Blues.
Go Les...
Les Blues.
Les Blues.
What's been going on in the Ashes? Because I actually haven't been watching it. I've been trying to get some sleep.
No, I...
If Liam would like to join in.
Well, the second day of the Ashes has wrapped up. Sorry, I should say the second test of the Ashes has wrapped up in a draw. Because day one was washed out. And then just from there on, just not many runs were scored on day two.
It's pretty trash.
Unfortunately, that was also a bit of a washout too.
The English weather's just a joke.
But coming down to day five, Steve Smith became the first player in cricket history to come off and out of the game with concussion.
Yeah, it was really? Marcus Laubergine.
Yep.
Who replaced him.
He came in and he got quite a welcome at the crease from Jofra Archer, who came in and gave him a good bouncer, topped him right on the helmet. Helmet or neck?
I think it was the neck.
Yeah, it topped him right there. And from the vision, it looks really bad.
Yeah. Do you see Joe Root try and claim that catch, which wasn't a catch?
Yes.
I think that was Laubergine as well.
Unfortunately, that did hit the ground.
Yeah.
I don't get how the pit think they can get away with that. Like, you've got $100,000 worth of camera on you. It's like, yeah.
It's a joke.
Well, the third umpire too gave it out, so...
Really?
It's all biased. Cricket is biased.
Well, I think the umpires are all from different nationalities and that.
It's just like the English team. None of them are English. One's West Indian, one's Irish, one's South African.
Well, I guess Ireland's close enough to England.
But the Irish will tell you that they are different. Because the Irish hate the English, don't they? It's the old Catholic versus Protestant.
No, I think that's Scotland and...
Because...
I think that's Scotland and Ireland.
The weekly...
Nah.
The weekly Sports Minute has been derailed into this, geopolitics.
This is weekly political chat now.
Let's get that going.
Now, I was watching Derry Girls. It's a show on a streaming service. Have any of you guys heard of that?
I've heard of streaming services. And Derry Girl.
Derry Girls.
I've heard it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's about Northern Ireland in the 90s. Yep. And it's all about that Catholic versus Protestant thing. So catch that out. That's not very sporty, but that's your sports chat recommendation for the week.
He gets one.
Awesome.
One recommendation.
Just checking on other sports news. Big game between the Australian Boomers. Not the Boomers as in old people, but the Australian basketball team. They take on the USA on Thursday at Marvel Stadium. They also take them on Saturday. Initially, there was going to be a big crowd there because they thought the likes of LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard were going to play, but it's essentially a USA C team that's playing.
All right.
And so it's not going to be a very big crowd at all.
I might have to go down to that. That sounds exciting.
Well, if you want to pay copious amounts of money for tickets,
really?
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I would have thought they'd made the price a little lower.
Yeah.
Since, you know, it's a pretty average team playing, but no, it's still up there in the hundreds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not great.
Not that we know.
No.
That's actually an ambiguous number.
It is.
There is also a few big retirement news that you've missed, with Sydney Swans' Kieran Jack announcing he'll hang up the boots.
Yeah, he didn't play much this season, so I'm not really surprised about that. And, of course, your man Ruffy played his second last game of the weekend. Yep. I heard Clarkson say he's going to keep him in for the last round. The Hawks are still a chance for the finals, which is an interesting dilemma.
Could be still in the top eight if the Giants had won, but a second half goalless performance from them sees Bulldogs sit inside the eight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one. Four teams finding out for a spot in the eight.
So if you make the finals, do you keep Jared Ruffett in or do you bring back Mitchell Lewis?
If he's fit. At the moment, Mitch Lewis is injured.
Yes.
Which is a bit blow.
How long's he supposed to be out for?
Not too sure. But okay. We do have another star on the horizon who is, I'm happy he's playing forward and not defence, and that is Timmy O'Brien.
Yes.
We tried to do a James Sisley with him. Didn't quite work. Him playing on Jack Darling at Hawthorn v West Coast, Darling ended up kicking 5 in that win.
Yeah.
Which hurt us.
Just finally, the Hawks forward problem should be fixed next year. John Patton, the big GWS Giants big man, is supposed to be making the move down. Apparently, he's refusing to play either seniors or reserves for the Giants.
I think John Patton is injured.
No, he's fit. He's fit in training. He's just refusing to play because he doesn't want to get injured again before he makes his move to the Hawks. It's what Sammy McClure reported last night.
On more little trade rumours, Clarko has confirmed he has chatted with Stephen Caniglio, as the Blues have also pinched a Hawthorn staff member.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't think there's any way that Steve Caniglio is going to go to the Hawks. I think you've got to question the salary cap there if that happens. I think he's more likely to go to Will's team.
Well, if he does, where does he fit in the midfield?
It's pretty stacked. Yeah. It's pretty stacked.
I have to agree with all points you guys have said.
And you also
He says with his Carlton scarf on the desk.
And you also have St Kilda who are preparing to offer Saints are preparing a Godfather offer to lure star Fremantle Docker Bradley Hill back to Victoria.
Brad Hill just can't make up his mind. 2 years ago he wanted to go to Freo, now he's coming back home.
Well, he wanted to go to Freo to play with his brother, with his brother.
Now Stephen's supposedly going to Gold Coast. That's what I've heard.
I haven't heard that. But Bradley Hill has said he wants to go back to Victoria for his girlfriend's sake.
Okay.
So
strange one. Good on him. We're going to hit up some Courtney Barnett.
Great.
Which should be interesting. This is...
It'll be something.
Yeah. Everybody Here Hates You, which I feel is a song about me.
Oh, come on, buddy.
This is Courtney Barnett. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. We'll be back to wrap up the show very shortly.
Firestarter, Samantha Jade, and Everybody Here Hates You, Courtney Barnett. Sin, listening to it. Get Serial, we're on it. It's Will and Sam. And kind of to the end of the show, but still a lot of conversation to be enjoyed.
Too much.
It's a new dating world out there.
It is.
Face-to-face interactions have diminished and the online world now rules. One of the most important skills, I think, now is the texting game.
Yeah.
And I don't have the patience for it.
You don't?
No. I can't be bothered, man.
Yeah.
It's like, every now and then I'll be like, okay, I'll talk to someone. And then I'll start texting. And then 5 days later, I'm like, nah, I'm done.
Because I just don't care anymore.
Because I could sit here and like text about like siblings, or I could like watch Game of Thrones. And that's just more enjoyable.
¿Por qué no las dos?
Ah.
You could multitask.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I'm hopeless at sliding into the DMs. I'm going to be fairly honest. My one tip of the trade is just ask questions.
Yeah.
But then I think I ask too many questions, and then it just turns to trash.
I always do the talk to them at the party, and then the day after I'll be like, how are you recovering?
Yeah.
I do that every single time.
Yep. Good night last night, hey?
Yeah. And you got to do it the day after, because if you do it like 2 or 3 days after, the relevance is gone.
Exactly. So, DMs I've just slid into.
Not that I'm anyone to take advice from, but just general commentary.
Liam's not happy with me, but I have just slid into the DMs of our favourite on the show, Rachel Platten. So, we'll update you over the next few weeks on if she replies.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Exciting.
I'm a big fan of her.
See how that now develops.
But other than that...
we're trying to get celebrity engagement.
We are.
We're trying to get famous. This is the real point of this show. I want to be famous.
Yeah.
And what do famous people do? They talk to other celebrities.
Exactly.
So, if this is what we have to do, this is what we have to do.
I want to get more than 420 Instagram followers. Yeah, that'd be nice at some stage.
Just keep updating your cover photos to Click by Adam Sandler and you'll get there eventually.
Oh, God, I love Adam Sandler. We are coming up to the end of the show, and if I didn't close my phone, I'd be able to see what we've got up next.
I think we've got Down Boy by Holly Vance.
Wowee.
You're listening to Sin, Get Serial with Will and Sam. Check it out.
Hey, can I get some milk for my cereal?
What milk would you like? Full cream, low fat, no fat, lactose free, almond, coconut, soy, goat or macadamia?
All right, now you're just milking it.
Get Serial, 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays, only on Sin 90.7.
To 9 a.m. on Sin 90.7.
Down Boy, Holly Vance. Or Valance, depending on where you come from. My name's Will.
My name is Sam.
It's the end of our show, end of Get Serial. It's been a good 3 hours.
We've had laughs,
we've cried. We've stayed between the lines.
We've slid into DMs.
We've figured it out live on air. And I hope you've enjoyed watching us. Be sure to get on the socials.
Certainly. And check out Amy G as well.
Yeah. And her radio show.
Yeah.
Snap, Crackle and K-Pop comes on after us. And
the highlight of my week.
I'm excited.
Snap, Crackle and K-Pop.
Visibly excited.
I reckon they should actually extend that show, get rid of us.
Yeah.
And just have a 5-hour Snap, Crackle and K-Pop from Tyree.
I want to be... The whole point of this show, it's almost like the Geelong and Melbourne situation. We're both going to keep growing in size until it morphs into one thing. And then we're just going to be K-Pop in the morning.
Interesting conundrum.
That's great. Remember
so
to get...
So you think it will be Snap... You think it will be Get, Snap, Crackle, K-pop?
Yes. Definitely.
Snap, Crackle, and Sam.
I think we're currently Melbourne, and they're Geelong.
Yeah, well, they are in a small market of Tyree.
We're the juggernaut.
Yeah.
Not diminishing them.
Nah.
Underground cultures.
I'm actually going to listen to them.
Interesting. Yeah. And obviously, check out the Sweet 16 online.
Yes.
And the podcast.
Yeah, definitely download the podcast. It's some good stuff, just to relive the show.
Yep.
Check out the hoist. God, we're struggling
that,
at the end here.
I said that like I was in a hostage situation.
The hoist?
It kind of felt like it, too.
Watch the hoist. Yeah,
watch the hoist,
well, listen
guys.
To it. You can't watch it.
That's something from It. Okay.
Something from Click.
If you're into that. Well, this has been Get Serial. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
We will catch you next week. Enjoy the rest of your day. Will, have
Thank
a great
you,
day.
Thank you.
At uni, even though you're probably not going to go.
No, I'm sleeping.
Okay. We'll catch you next week, guys.
Thanks, guys.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.